Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Like a little bit of sunshine from Judy here on a therapeutic Tuesday afternoon here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I hope everyone's having a fantabulous afternoon, man. It's so fantastic to be back on the air. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to award-winning songwriter Mr. Gordon Chambers. Thank you so much for honoring us with your appearance yesterday. Remember, family, be sure to purchase Gordon's new album, Yes, Lord, Surrender. Available on iTunes, Google Play, for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous. You can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, songwriter, singer, musician, Josh X, Lord have mercy, new hit single, Heaven on My Mind, featuring the captivating Cardi B from his upcoming album, I Am. Josh X, due out this summer. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the incredible Mr. Josh X. My brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm feeling blessed. How are you?
I'm feeling wonderful, man. Thank you so much for honoring us this afternoon, and congratulations on a wonderful collaboration with Cardi B with Heaven on My Mind.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. You know what? I must say, just a little caveat. I had an opportunity to listen, actually several times, to the acoustic version that you did with Sherry Dennis. And I'm going to tell you something. Young lady has an incredible voice. I wanted to ask you, I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, what is the vibe, a different kind of vibe, when you do a song like that, as far as in an acoustic version of it? What's the vibe like?
It's different because it's really about the vocals. You're not really covered up by all the drums and the strings and the guitar sample on the record. So when you strip it down on the acoustic version and you play at the piano, being that I'm a musician and I play the piano, it's always great because you get a chance to really see my creativity and my talent and get to really hear my voice. So the vibe is real, real cool, laid back. You know what I'm saying? It's a good
right.
vibe.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I really, truly am fascinated with as far as today's music, and I've been around for a minute, it really does my heart good when I see an artist like yourself that really takes pride in being a musician. But being a musician, I wanted to ask you, how have you been able to, because a lot of people on the outside looking in don't really understand as far as being a songwriter, how are you able to incorporate your thoughts and emotions when you're working with another artist trying to bring something out of them that they didn't know they had when you're working or producing with another artist?
Normally, being the fact that I am a musician and I have a musical background and I'm able to read, write, and play, when I'm working with an artist, first and foremost, it helps me, being a musician, helps me figure out their range and where their vocals are in the register of the keys and music. And, that's always a plus, because when you don't know the theory of music, you spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. So people that hire me to write and produce for them, they love when I come in, because we're going to save a lot of studio time, because I'm really going to be able to get in there, see what the artist's vocal ability is, see where I should start writing, from what key I should start writing, where their voice feels comfortable, and it moves the process along. So I'm very blessed that I come from a musician background and that my mom was really passionate about giving me the piano when I was young.
What has that been like for you to have that kind of support from your mother? Because you know just as well as anybody, the music can be very somewhat cutthroat, cutthroat when you're dealing with the business aspect.
Yeah.
What has it meant to you to have that kind of balance in your life and have that kind of support?
It's definitely dope. My mom, she's Haitian. She came to this country when she was young. And being Haitian, my mom is very proudful, very proud. And she told me, listen, I don't know nothing about the music business, but I know about working hard. And whatever you do in life, if you work hard, you could get there. But before you start dabbling into learning about hip-hop and R&B, I'm going to need you to give me a college degree. And that's exactly what I did. I went and got a bachelor's in music education and performance. And she was happy with that.
Growing up, and you see other brothers around your age range, your demographics, and see that they don't have that opportunity as far as having that kind of level of support at home and encouragement. Do you ever get a chance to kind of just sit back and say, wow, you know what? It does make a difference when you have that level of encouragement and someone that's that supportive to help me strive and be the best that I want to be, not only as an artist, but also as a man.
It does. And I'm very blessed, and I don't take it for granted. The education that my mom instilled in me, the support that she instilled in me, and the work ethic that she instilled in me, being a single parent and having five kids to raise, is incredible. And I like when I teach the younger children from all types of backgrounds, suburbs, inner cities, whatever, I always let them know the structure is important, what comes from the house. You know what I'm saying? And don't have no excuse about not having your dad around, because my dad wasn't around, but my mom still taught me the fundamentals of what work and hard work should be like. And as long as you believe in that and you have a parent, so, you know, everyone prefers to have both going on at the same time. But I think I broke the stereotype, you know, being from Queens, you know, being born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens, and really going into a world. It wasn't because I was any better than anybody. I just had a strong believer, a strong support system in it, and that was my mom. You know what I'm saying? She motivated me. She motivated me to want to make things better.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates in your music, man. You've got a lot of love, a lot of positive feedback from the new single, of course. And I wanted to ask, you know, a lot of people, including myself, would like to know, how did the collaboration come to be with Cardi B?
I was introduced to Cardi about 2 years ago by her manager, Shaft. And we started our relationship from there. I was one of the first people to actually produce her and produce her, like, first song, second song she ever recorded. And we began to start a relationship at first. I didn't know what it was going to end up like. But then as time was passing by and I got really cool with Chef, he actually ended up becoming my manager. And we are currently now managed by the same company, and which is KSR. And it was only right because we both were there. I was there for her. She's been there for me. And we said, man, we got to do a record together. And Heaven on My Mind was our first collaboration together on my side of things. But on her first project she dropped last year, I was actually featured, actually the only artist featured on her first project she ever dropped. And the song is called Selfish.
What does it mean for you as a songwriter, as far as the pride that you have when you know you're able to work with someone and bring something, I mean, very something unique and very special out of that particular artist, and when you sit back and say, wow, we actually created something that's beautiful and the listeners are really loving it, and you have that kind of natural, organic feedback?
The feeling is amazing, you know. I'm very passionate in what I do, which is, you know, I put 100% into every line that I write, every beat that I create, every time I'm in the booth, I put 100% into it. So when I see the feedback and listeners, and I see it streaming and it's 22 in the country on Billboard, it's a great rewarding feeling, because Heaven on My Mind is a song that I wrote about maybe 2.5 years ago. And I never knew what it was going to be, but I always knew it was something. And to see what people are, how people are playing it and welcoming me all over the country with it, it's definitely an amazing feeling and a blessing.
Absolutely. You know what? No artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with likes to be put in a box. And what I'd like to ask you, for someone that's not familiar with you and your music right now, that's changing very rapidly, how would you describe Josh X? Who is Josh X as far as a musician? How would you describe yourself?
Honestly, I don't like to be put myself in a box, because I like to, you know, I like to be accepted for what I create, and I don't really put myself in the box. I think I have more styles of music. I was raised as a classical musician. Actually, hip-hop and R&B wasn't the first music that I ever discovered. Classical music was the first music I've ever discovered. And then second was pop music. So I come from very, really, really different backgrounds of music. And if you're a new listener and you're listening to me for the first time and you're trying to find out who I am, I would say you would listen to a little bit of, you know, a mixture between Stevie Wonder, you know, Brian McKnight. You'll find some influences from, you know, everybody that plays, sings, and really a songwriter. You know, that's kind of the artist that I grew up following. But I like to dabble into everything, like Drake. If you like Drake, I could see you listening to some of my songs. If you like Alicia Keys, if you like John Legend, if you like Stevie Wonder, you know, just artists that represent real creativity and put 100% into what they got and what they're doing.
Well, as I said earlier, it definitely resonates through your music. What can we expect from the new album, I Am Josh X?
Josh X, you can expect me 100%. And it's my way of letting people know who I am, what I've been through, my ups, my downs, my struggles, my accomplishments, and the journey of this whole life, trying to have a regular life and be a regular person in such a big world and a big business and trying to make my mark. And that's what the album is about.
Now, I want to touch on something you just said I found very interesting and very revealing. Trying to have a normal life. Have you kind of sat back with your team? Because, I mean, it's imperative when you're an independent artist that you have a strong team, but at the same time, being able to control every aspect, not only of the business aspect of music, but also in your personal life. Has it got to a point now where it's sometimes it can be somewhat challenging for you?
Yeah, it is. It's hard to have a personal life and really try to succeed in this business. There's a lot of late nights. You really don't have time for love. Unfortunately, it's a business where you're going to be, if you're with someone, they're going to experience a lot of alone time, and it takes a really strong person to be with someone that's in this type of profession. But I try my best to enjoy life as much as I can, because I realize, you know, you want to live a little bit too, right? You don't want to
work
so hard that you forget to make a life.
Absolutely.
You know, so I try to enjoy the things that I like. And I get a lot of enjoyment of just taking care of my mother. And, you know, I remember when I first bought my mom a car, and I seen her, you know, just jump in her car and roll off. That to me was something that nothing else can replace that excitement and joy that I had for that. So, you know, just trying to be a regular son, trying to be a good guy if I'm in a relationship to the girl I'm with. I try my best to not sign up for anything that I can't handle. And
absolutely.
You know, it's hard. It's definitely hard. You know, I'm trying my best right now. And so far, my family and anybody that I'm talking to is not complaining.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the journey. It's about the journey.
Correct.
It's about the experience. You mentioned something as far as the time, the lonely times. Do you feel during those times, do you find yourself at your best creative, at your creative empathy right there, when you're at those times when you have a lot of alone time, that your creative process is taken to another level?
When I'm going through those segments, I find myself writing deeper things, deeper topics, and more emotion comes out with the music that I'm creating at those times. And some of my best songs were, you know, when I was alone and I felt like I was going into a different chapter of my life and no one was going to be able to come with me, you know, because I was moving to a different part of the city, or I was leaving New York, or I was traveling to the West Coast for a while to tour. You know, it's very scary out here. Like I said, it's such a big world, and you're only one person. And I'm trying to make my mark in this big world with something that I believe God gave me a gift to do. So at times you encounter a lot of loneliness, but, you know, having a good support team, a good team, good management team, good family background, I'm a strong believer in God. Having all those things with you by your side, it helps you through it.
You know, it's a lot of people, you know, as far as being on the outside looking in, it's a big difference between being a songwriter and actually going out and stepping out in the forefront and saying, you know what, I'm also going to be a singer. I'm going to put out my own project. Do you foresee yourself maybe in the next 10, 15 years, you say, you know what, I'm just basically going to exclusively work behind the scenes, just be, my niche is just songwriting and producing a la Quincy Jones?
I don't know what the future is going to hold. I know one thing, when I decide to start a family, whenever that time is, you know, I probably will try to get a little bit more behind the scenes, because, you know, not growing up with a dad was very important for me. to when I decide to be a dad, to make sure that I spend my all my time raising my children. But in the meantime, while I'm young and I got all this energy, I want to be the voice of what my message is and be right in the front center of everything that I'm about right now. And if it takes, if it's for me to take a step back one day and even develop other artists and big and bring them up and be a little bit behind the scenes, that's fine. As long as that I'm creating music and constantly using my passion, I'll always be fine.
Absolutely. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the brand and how far reaching you're willing to expand that brand. Because I've seen a lot of great artists like yourself that have been actually just comfortable focusing on the production aspect and being a songwriter. Because they get great, it's great therapy, and they take great pride in being an exceptional songwriter. Like you've mentioned earlier, Brian McKnight. I think Brian McKnight is an exceptional songwriter, a great songwriter, along with Stevie Wonder. So I definitely see that in your future. And speaking of future, to all the loyal fans and listeners out there who really have shown so much love and positive feedback for Josh, got something very special for you. Actually, next month, Valentine's Day, you have an opportunity for a free, yes, I did say, a free download, a prelude to the upcoming album. So be on the lookout for that. But while we got you here, let's get into the new single, the latest single from the upcoming album, of course, Lord have mercy, Heaven on My Mind, featuring the incredible Cardi B, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. the music, the production, incredible. Josh X, Heaven on My Mind, featuring Cardi B from the upcoming debut album, I Am Josh X, in the zone of LOTO Radio. Josh, man, I want to thank you. We lost you briefly, but I want to thank you, man, for joining us and honoring us and gracing us with your appearance, man. I love what you're doing. Continued success. Hopefully very soon you'll leave the NYC and make your way down here to the great state of Texas, man. We would love to have you down here in the studio and working your magic. And speaking of performances, what can we expect from you during the upcoming year as far as live performances are concerned?
I got a few dates that I'll be doing, and I'll be announcing them on my website, Josh, Josh Xantus, Xantus, music.com. So you could check on for updates and find out what cities that I'll be hitting.
All right, you heard it, listeners. Support great music. Remember, the new hit single, Heaven on My Mind. Much continued success, my brother, and always keep it soulful, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, God bless. Always a pleasure. The super talented Josh X here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Definitely a beautiful thing. Lord have mercy. 2017 roll substance. Yes, we're taking quality over quantity. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And we got a lot of beautiful things to get into, a lot of great music, upcoming interviews. But to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by your website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, you can catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio, and also on Instagram. Yeah, we're gramming at Instagram.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. Lord have mercy. But you know what? I just was tapped on my shoulder by my program. I'm sorry. My faux pas for 24-hour nonstop music. Yeah, you ask and you shall receive. While you're at the zone, click on the little button at the top. And we got 24-hour nonstop live streaming music. Yeah, even when the teddy bear is not live on air, we got something for you, playing all the hits. Again, ask and ye shall receive. I go forth to bring Chocolate City on a music therapy Tuesday afternoon. Lord have mercy. Let's get lost in some more music with my lady. Yes, Lord. Josie James. Anyone had a heart with all that jazz here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me. I know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me. I know I dream of you. Knowing I love you. So, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt. Every time you go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. 'Cause without you, I die, dear. Knowing I of you. So, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt.
Thank you.
Special thank you again to the incredible and very talented Josh X. And remember, family, be on the lookout for his brand new debut album, I Am Josh X, due out this summer. But in the meantime, Josh loves all his loyal supporters so much, man. February, Valentine's Day, free download, a prelude to the new album. So be sure to stop by his official website and take advantage of this. That's at Josh X, A-N-T. USmusic.com, and he goes by the same handle on Instagram, Twitter, and also on Facebook. Again, that's at Josh X A N T USmusic.com. And speaking of music, why don't you join the teddy bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome another incredible artist by the name of Mr. Justin Michael Williams, as we have the pleasure of debuting his new single from his new album, Metamorphosis, called Here With Me. Yeah, you're always here with the teddy bear, man. It's a beautiful thing. But for Thursday and Friday, yes, Lord, it gets even better. But hey, I won't tell any secrets if you don't. But the only way you need to find out, the best way of finding out, is stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com to get all the latest updates and the comings and goings of the teddy bear. It's been real. I want to thank my staff. I want to thank all the major lovers and supporters of the show. Without you, there is no zone. But it's about that time. No need to fear. The chocolate one will return tomorrow. Same place, same chocolate time. Lord help me. But in the meantime, so much love to everyone. And as in always, much love and keep soulful as we close it. Of course, new single, new album, Gordon Chambers, Surrender, Imaginary Lover, Love Those, featuring the captivating Miss Carol Riddick, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
But only grab air. The song. lonely.